coming up Sunday. The basketball game that everybody looks forward to, the Harlem Globetrotters, are back in town again. It's a traditional trek to West Michigan. And one of the guys, the man, the shot. I love that. The shot. Is it Versure?
Versure.
Versure. All right.
Yes.
Juan, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Good to be here.
They call you the shot.
Yes.
So you got to have the shot.
Well, yeah, I kind of have to live up to that name.
Is it a trick shot, a dunk shot, a long half-court shot?
Well, you know, with the Harlem Globetrotters, everybody pretty much has a funny nickname.
Yeah.
And right. You normally get it based on your character or what you can do or whatever attributes you can give out there on the floor. The guys will kind of come up with something, and you kind of have to stick with it once they give it
they
to you.
They name you.
They name you. Yeah, you can't come in naming yourself.
Hey, man, you're the shot.
Don't worry, exactly. So at the time, the actual owner at the time, I was actually named by the owner. So
oh, yeah, okay.
Of course, he paid a check, so I
so just, I'll take
my
it.
Name is
well,
the
I don't
shot.
Care, yeah. You know. The bum? Okay, that'll be me.
That's me.
So the shot. You played with the Globetrotters how long now?
This is my 17th season.
What? Your 17th year?
Yeah, wow. 17 years.
Wow, that's fabulous. I mean, that is absolutely fabulous. As a kid growing up, and obviously you're playing basketball, and obviously you were good. So,
hopefully.
I mean, that's a given. You don't make the Globetrotters if you're shooting 1 out of 80.
No, that's not going to cut it.
And can't put on a good show, too. You got to be able to have some fun.
You do have to have some showmanship about yourself.
Yeah.
To get out there so that people would react to you, whether in a funny way or
sure.
An awesome way. So I think when I first joined the team, it was a bit difficult for me to transition from being just a straight basketball player to a showman. But once it's really contagious, once you get out there and you see the other guys doing what they do, the veterans of the team, you come up with stuff. And hopefully and normally, people react to it in a positive way.
Yeah, among you guys, then, is it like, oh, yeah? Well, wait till you see this.
Yeah.
I can top that.
Exactly.
Not a problem. So as a kid, you're playing in high school, and did you go on to college and play in college, too?
I did. That's actually where the Globetrotters picked me up at Arizona State University.
Okay.
And that's pretty much how they pick up most of the players on our team. They'll go around to different colleges and choose players. They'll watch them for a while because the criteria is a little different than if, say, the NBA or any other team will pick them up because, of course, you have to have that flair,
sure.
charisma, something about yourself. But also, you would have to be a good person. Globetrotters we're ambassadors of goodwill. So we don't want to ruin that with someone who's a knucklehead or, you know, out to do something. We want to stay positive in the communities.
That's very cool. You don't want someone who's on their own stage. It's
exactly.
the Globetrotters stage.
Exactly.
You got it. So you're in college. Did you have set your sights? Were you setting your sights at the NBA and the Globetrotters knocking your door?
Actually, no. And I might be a needle in the haystack. I played at Arizona State University. And after that, I was, you know, I wanted my degree. It was something that I had longed for out of high school. Parents instilled it in me for a long time. So that was a dream of mine. And once I got that, I was like, okay, I've done what I wanted to do. And, you know, life has its way of changing things
and
taking you places where you didn't dream of, think of, and thank God he did. You know, Globetrotters saw me and invited me out to a camp, and
Wow, 17
years later.
All of a sudden you get this call.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And you think
exactly.
You're playing a joke?
That was exactly what I said.
No kidding.
What? Come on. Globetrotters.
So how is it with the team now? I mean, you, as you say, you're ambassadors of goodwill. I'm talking to one, the shot Versure for the Globetrotters. And so how is it with the team? You are ambassadors of goodwill and entertaining folks all over the world.
Well, yeah, we're ambassadors. We go, you know, hospitals. We go to schools. We not only do it here in the United States, but we also do it overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Just spreading, you know, hopefully joy and laughter and smiles throughout the world. And we've been doing that for 86 years, and the formula works. You know, people have their memories of the Harlem Globetrotters. Mm-hmm. I get probably more stories about the Harlem Globetrotters in hotel elevators. You know, people give you so many memories of who they remember and where they played, where they saw them. So in the Globetrotters, hopefully when we're here on the 22nd, it will be no different. We can create some new memories for generations to come.
It's an afternoon game. I think it's at 2.
It is at 2.
2 o'clock. All right. It's probably going to be a tough game. You think you're going to win?
Well, let's see. The Globetrotter record in 86 years, we have won over 24,000 games. But a lot of people don't know we have lost. We've lost over 350 games.
Have you really?
86 years, yeah.
All of a sudden.
Just not on my watch.
See, you weren't there.
No,
that was 18 years ago, man.
Yes.
Their last loss, 19 years ago. Juan, the Shot Versure, going to be with the Globetrotters. What can we look forward to? Obviously, a lot of the same stuff, because everybody comes back again and again to see some of the typical Globetrotter stuff. But what are we going to see Sunday?
Right, and you're right. People do come back to see the typical stuff, and we wouldn't dare disappoint them with that. But we like to keep it fresh, and that's very important because we want to come back year after year and create those memories. So last year we started the four-point shot, and people responded well to that.
Okay.
So we've incorporated that again into this year.
Now, what's the four-point shot then?
The four-point shot is actually 35 feet away from the basket.
Oh,
and it's 12 feet away from the NBA 3. And it's four spots on the court. They're normally in the corner. And they're active only the last 3 minutes of every quarter. People have loved that. It actually changed the game a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you hit a couple of four-point shots and you're back in the game or ahead. So the Globetrotters have to be on top of their game now in order to beat the Washington Generals. You hopefully want to put
Washington,
one another.
They're not just going to lay down for you. I mean,
no,
they're
not.
Out
they're out there scratching and crawling now.
Yeah.
And we have a good group this year. We have a world's tallest Globetrotter at 7'8".
Excuse me?
I know. That's what
doesn't even have to jump.
You're right. He can really touch the rim and dunk without even – he tippy-toeing, he can dunk it.
Wow.
And we have the world's shortest Globetrotter at 5'2".
No kidding.
And they'll be here. So when you see that dynamics together, that's funny in itself. They don't even have to play. You just see them together. It's just funny.
That's going to be great. That's going to be great. Globetrotters Sunday, Van Andel Arena. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Or you could win them here. Juan brought two family four-packs in to give away. What a guy.
Yes.
What a guy. You want to give them away here?
Yes.
all right. Well, yeah, I know they're going to deliver them to us, so we don't have
okay.
you. Didn't, they didn't give them to you.
Okay. My eyes got big.
I don't know if they didn't trust you or I want to get them over there or something. So we got to pick some caller numbers here.
All right.
What do you think? You pick it.
Let's see. Let's go with how long we've been. Let's pick. How many are we picking? We're getting two?
Two winners.
Let's pick our years, 86, since we're 86 years old. Let's pick number 8 and number 6.
And number 8 and number 6. All right. Or number 6 and number 8.
Yes.
Whatever order you want to go. All right. Caller 6 and caller 8, 770-8200, and we'll give you each 4 tickets for Sunday afternoon's game. Juan, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
A sincere pleasure. The Globetrotters, Sunday, Van Andel Arena, 821, 100.5 The River.